Well, if you were listening to the manifestations, the common thread through them talked about serving the Father. And he's always there to let us know that he's with us. He's always there to let us know that we're not alone. When you serve, or whatever it is that you do, ministering, serving, almost one and the same. So, tonight, what I'd like to share on, I entitled, Service from the Heart. Service from the Heart. It's almost something we do every day, consciously and subconsciously. Spiritually, school, work, what have you. Service can be something as simple as saying, God bless you to someone. You're serving them the love of God. And after all, that should be what motivates you and I. Amen? So, if you can see on the screen, tonight's theme verse is Galatians 5:13, which says, For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. We've been set free. Amen? Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love what?
Serve one another.
Oh, you guys are real good. That was A minor. Serve one another. That's what we want to do. And again, this is the theme verse of what we're going to look at tonight. So, when it comes to service, there's good service and bad service. How many here in this room have ever had bad service? I think we all have. The example I would give you is in a restaurant. And they say that the tip is a reflection of the service you receive. You give them a bunch of money if they did good or fantastic. And not so good, maybe not so much. But there you'll find both, either or. Our Heavenly Father has put in His Word this act of serving, as we will see shortly. Okay? So, there are ways to serve that come in different capacities. Naming just a few, such as service with a price. There's such a service. Service with a price. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's not how it's supposed to be. If I'm going to scratch your back, you don't have to scratch my back. Mm-hmm. You have an itch, I'll take care of it, right? But it means doing something for someone. There's a service that has obligations, which take away the very joy of serving. When you have to serve with an obligation, you know, it's not so much fun, or the joy is not there, because after all, it's an obligation. There's professional service. Like I just said, the restaurant was one. As I recall going, this has happened years ago, but I'll never forget this, and some of you in this room who are old enough will remember this, but I recall it as I was growing up, as going to the gas station with my father, and we had to make a choice of either self-serve or full-serve. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
Okay. One has the choice of doing everything yourself. That would be my father. Full-serve, I'll do it myself. Okay, Dad, whatever you want to do. Or opting for the full service, where the gas station attendant would check your oil, your tires, your fluids, clean your windshield, and fill your car with a choice of gas without you even getting out the car. I think that was set up more so for the elderly or women. Because to this day, I see women having trouble filling their car with gas. And if I'm available, I'll go and help them. But full service is what they would opt for. Remember, when we serve with what? The love of God. We serve with the love of God. Right. God bless Jeannie's heart for the prayer team. It's a wonderful, wonderful way of serving, and they do a fantastic job ministering to the saints. And they're doing it, I trust, with the love of God. So, service is integral in a Christian's walk and life. Tonight I want to talk about a service that was shown by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who always did His Father's will, all right, and others. They walked with that love of God, serving Him, God, because that was in their heart. That's what they wanted to do, and so they did. And Jesus Christ had a tough road to haul, but you know what? He still did his father's will and served him. This service is a service of love. We continue where Christ Jesus and others left off. Where they stop, we pick up the ball and go forward and serve ourselves. If you want to call it ministry, so be it. But we want to serve with the love of God and see how people can get blessed. Even if you see them one time and never see them again, they'll remember that. You know, you just planted a seed of service, and God will cause the increase. He'll cause that seed to sprout in a person's life. As Jeffrey shared yesterday, Jesus said, God did away with the first burnt offerings and sacrifices, while Jesus came to serve and to do the second once and for all. And that is doing the will of his Father. Is Jesus the only one who can do the will of his Father? No. We do that this very day. Matter of fact, I trust in your prayers when you start your day up. You say, Father, what can I do for you today? What is your will that Al Sanomi can do? Because it's you and I in this conversation. See? So, where others in Jesus Christ left off, we pick it up and continue. So, in serving, what's the motivating factor behind serving that we do? We have to decide what that motivating factor is to serve. We have to decide. Is it with the love of God, or are there selfish motives behind that? The world has a lot of selfish motives behind serving. You know, you go to a drive-thru, they're serving you, but they're serving you for a profit to get money. You know, if it weren't the case, well, so be it. Once upon a time, I joined the Navy several years ago, okay, to serve our country. That was my decision. No one forced me. I decided to do that. I made a decision to serve my country, and I believe in my heart to this day, I believe in my heart that it was part of God's plan for my life. After all, God put me in a position of service that was prosperous within this beautiful family. Had I not gone that route, we probably would have never met, you know. But I'm glad I did, because I got to meet some wonderful people, a wonderful family that we're all a part of. This journey of service also brought my beautiful and amazing wife, Shakti, and I together. What for? Well, to serve and minister in God's family and the one body of Christ. Hindsight is 20/20, you know. And now that I look back at that, I see why I am where I am. The adversary wants to trip you up and take away the opportunity to serve. With me, it was a motorcycle accident. I know you've heard me talk about this before, but God, using my own words, I'm speaking for him, said, you're not going anywhere. I've got a purpose for your life. And here I am. Here you are, right? Do we all have to have fellowships? No. There's so many ways to serve in the one body, right? Service has a lot of things for us to do. So, why don't we take a look in God's Word to see some of this service and serving as sons of God. But, first, I want to give you some qualities of a good Christian service. Bear with me while I take a sip of this water. Okay. Qualities of good Christian service. If you're taking notes, number one is serve with great passion, a deep commitment as we serve. Serve with great passion, a deep commitment as we serve. Number two, serve with a pure and honest heart. That's what you want to do. Nothing short of that. Serve with a pure and honest heart. Número tres, serve willingly and continuously. It should always be a freedom of will. Serve in truth, number four, and humbleness and sincerity. Maybe we're the one in charge, and we serve those under our leadership. Just because you're in charge, you're the boss or the supervisor or what have you, doesn't mean you're better than everyone else. No. I've been in the position where I can serve someone who's new to the company, and I love doing that. And sometimes they say, why are you helping me? I said, because I can. and hopefully it carries over into their life. Number five, give our best in service, not because we have to, but because we want to. Because we want to. There are just a few examples. Here are just a few examples of God showing us how to serve. And for the first one, let's look at some of the scripture. Please go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. 1 Peter 4, 8. And above all things, have fervent charity, that love of God among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister or serve the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We serve one another with the manifold grace of God. It should never be difficult for us to do that. Go to Luke chapter 22 and 25. Luke chapter 22 and 25. I'll read this out of the NLT. Adds a little clarity. Jesus told them, in this world, the kings and great men lord over it, their people, yet they are called friends of the people. 26. But among you, it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and the leader should be like a servant, like I just explained to you. And verse 27. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here, for I am among you as one who serves. That's Jesus Christ speaking. If that ain't humbling to hear, I don't know what is. Paul here is teaching about the dangers of false teachers as it comes to serving. And for this, I would ask you to go to Romans 16, 17, and 18. Romans 16 and verses 17 and 18. It says, and now I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause divisions and upset people's faith by teaching things contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away from them. 18. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests by smooth talk and glowing words. They deceive innocent people. Today this world has innocent people, and you can beguile them, you can trick them when you serve the wrong way. But that's not what we're to do. And Jesus Christ pointed that out. So we need to take heed to that. Does God notice our service? Absolutely. If we're to follow God, we must follow Him, Jesus Christ, as in serving. Go to John 12, 26, please. If any man serve me, this is Jesus Christ speaking, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father what? Honor. Doesn't that sound kind of like, what? God's going to honor me, little old me? Yes, He is. He says that in His Word. It's not something that sounded nice to put in there, but it's the truth. God will honor you. He honors people who are humble and meek and who serve like this is shown. It's so refreshing to see these passages in God's Word. Once again, what or who is our motivator? The world or our Abba Father? Whenever you do something in life, you're motivated one way or another. You may not know until after you do it, but something motivates you to do something. So who's our motivator? The world or God? I trust it's God, right? Look at Matthew 6:24, please. These are all great examples of serving. There's many, many more, but I hope I picked some out that really registers with you. It says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, God and money, God and your little thing you're doing here. And what? God. That's who you serve. That's who you serve. You want God to honor you? Do it that way. Do it that way. So let's close in our theme verse, Galatians 5:13. It's up on the screen if you don't feel like looking at your cell phone or your Bible. But nonetheless, Galatians 5:13 says, for brethren, you have been called. What does that mean? Torch, Jeannie, Leslie, Daniel, you have been called. Only, unto liberty, I should say. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. That's the motivating factor. It shouldn't be a trigonometry problem or some kind of scientific formula. It's plain and simple. Serve one another with the love of God. And when you do it that way, you will be a successful son or daughter. So, in conclusion, serving should be a part of our Christian walk. It should be in our fabric as a Christian. And is a big deal as we can win souls by our actions also. So, who's our motivator? God and Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, first of all, for giving us the opportunity to serve, whether it's our brother and sister in Mexico City, Africa, Spain, here in San Diego, Father, but that we can serve you, Father, by serving others with that love you first showed us, with that love that Jesus Christ so mightily did in his walk here on earth and others. So when the occasion arises to serve, let us do it. Father, let us do it unbegrudgingly with the love of God and with great zeal and passion. Because after all, we want people to reflect on you, not on us. And we want people to ask more questions about this serving, about what we do, about our walk. And so thank you again for this opportunity you give each and every one of us here and around the world, Father, as we go forth each day serving you. In Jesus Christ's name, and they all said,
Amen.
Amen.